Right now, most churches are planning their budgets for 2009. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the sponsors page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Yourself for non-stop hilarity. The funniest 15 minutes of your life or any other. Senator Obama, the microphone is all yours.
Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton and sent here by my father, Jor-El, to save the planet Earth.
That's the immediate cry of the gospel, not who's married to whom, or who is adopting children and who shouldn't, who is serving as a bishop in the church.
Well, one of the subjects that will be taken up by voters in Missouri 2 weeks from today is Proposition A. It's been a while, and it's hard to remember a time when casinos weren't a part of the Midwest life, but they certainly are, gambling casinos. Now, the money isn't as big, they would say, as if you went to Atlantic City or Las Vegas or any of the other gambling centers in the United States, and so it's kind of small-time stuff. But it was sold to us on the premise that we would be funding education in Missouri and other states. And Proposition A is kind of more of the same, saying that we could fund education better by making gambling perhaps a little easier for those who do it. A win-win? People lose at gambling. The casinos win, and so do Missouri classrooms. Is that how it works? We're going to be talking about Proposition A in Missouri with Dr. John Kent here in the first 10 minutes of this hour of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. You can join us as well. Our call-in number this Tuesday, October the 21st, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE, our in-studio email address. You can use it for questions or comments as well. We get those questions or comments right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. After our conversation with Dr. Kent, we'll continue a conversation we began yesterday with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, part two of our five-part daily series with him, answering the objections of unbelievers, the subject of miracles. We'll take it up with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery in about 15 minutes here on Issues Etc. Dr. John Kent is a regular guest professor of business administration at the University of Illinois in Champaign. Professor Kent, welcome back.
Good. Glad to be with you, Todd. How's everything there?
Very well. Sounds like a win-win. I mean, people go in of their own free will. They lose a little money gambling, and then the casino wins, and apparently the schools in Missouri win, too. Who could be against Proposition A?
Well, they've been spending billions of dollars nationwide to sell this to the public, and it's been going on for 20 years, mostly at taxpayer expense. Let me give you an example here. In 1999, your senators, your congressional legislation, legislators helped sponsor the National Gambling Impact Study Commission, and it called for a moratorium on the expansion of any type of gambling anywhere in the United States. And after the 9/11 terrorism attack, just to show you how patriotic the gambling industry is, they used that to leverage a $40 billion tax write-off for themselves into the 2002 Economic Stimulus Act, a $40 billion tax write-off for slot machines and associated technologies. So this is not an industry which is out there to help people. It's lose-lose for the public. It's not helping education. All of the objective studies show that. This is a really, let's help the casinos. And you just had on your presidential candidates. Well, one of them was even complaining about the casino culture in Wall Street. Now, you've got the casino culture in your backyard. People ought to be very, very skeptical about Proposition A here in Missouri.
What would change in Missouri for Missouri residents if Proposition A were passed?
Well, basically, you're getting a pittance when it comes to, they say you're getting this money for education, but even the state's own analyses show that half of the schools aren't going to get anything, and that out of the proposed $100 million raised, only about 19 cents on a dollar is actually going to go to schools, and the other 81 million, they don't know where it's going. Maybe there's something out there that shows that, but I haven't seen anything that says where this is really going to. And this is an industry culture which is out there to be win-win for them and not for education. There's a definitive study, it's back in the 1990s, done by Money Magazine, and it shows that those states which have gambling actually have inferior funding for education than those states which go without the games. It's a definitive resource. It's a study. It's been out there for years and years, and anything that's done since then, which is objective, just replicates that and shows it's lose-lose for education.
Let's talk a little bit about kind of the broader history of gambling in the United States. It used to be that if you wanted to gamble, you had to actually get on a plane, fly someplace to one of the gambling centers where it was legal, states usually where it was legal, and you could lose whatever you wanted to lose out there. And When did it start to find its way back into the Midwest, and what were the concerns economically and socially about the results of gambling as it moved in, and have those concerns been borne out over time?
Well, basically what the gambling industry has done is it broke out of Nevada and out of Atlantic City, and it said, look, with billions of dollars of PR behind this, that they're going to create jobs, they're going to create economic development, they're going to create educational opportunities, they're going to help the elderly. Any good cause that you can come up with, they're going to fund. Well, it hasn't happened that way, and that's why the National Gambling Impact Study Commission, the federal commission, the U.S. National Commission, said that there should be a moratorium on the expansion of any type of gambling anywhere in the United States, and they applauded these loss limits. I mean, academics applaud your $500 loss limit, which helps prevent the new addicted gamblers, which is like drug addiction. And so when you've got 12,000 people there now in the last 15 years since the casinos started who are now on these exclusion lists for becoming new addicted gamblers. Well, each one of those new addicted gamblers costs society and the taxpayers at least $10,000 to $30,000 per year. Well, that's $120 million to about $500 million in social cost to the taxpayers. And when it comes to this $100 million that they say they're going to bring in, people in Missouri are going to have to lose about $2 billion in the casinos for that $100 million to come in. Well, that $2 billion, if it was spent in the economy, if it was pump-priming the economy, you'd have $300 million in new sales tax revenues. So it's absolutely ridiculous tax policy to expand gambling because you're just hurting the consumer economy.
The lawmakers know this. So how is it that, or so it seems, lawmakers seem to be in favor of every new step that gambling takes into Midwest states, especially Missouri?
Well, the lawmakers who favor this are backed by these billions of dollars in PR spending by the gambling industry in general. But it's lose-lose. The National Gambling Impact Study Commission says this, and they actually called for the recriminalization of various types of gambling. You got to read closely because there was a lot of industry influence on this commission. But they called for the recriminalization of video gambling machines where they are convenient to the public. Well, that's basically in all the casinos that you have there because they're placed in public areas. The industry knows that they want to bring in the public to these video gambling machines. They're known as the crack cocaine of creating new addicted gamblers. Now, that's not my terminology. That's the terminology of the psychological and sociological communities throughout the United States. These machines are known as the crack cocaine of creating new addicted gamblers, and 90% of the money coming in is coming in on these machines. They're not creating jobs. As a matter of fact, the studies show that for each slot machine you have, you're probably losing one job per year out of the consumer economy. So if you compare the negatives to the positives, the negatives really overwhelm the positives. The National Gambling Commission showed that people are being fooled with some of these propositions that are on the ballots, and it's really too bad that that this one is on the ballot in Missouri, because there have been a lot of worthwhile groups, social groups, and others with national reputations who are out there saying, hey, look at the numbers. What the industry is saying here really doesn't stack up.
Finally, then, bottom line, 2 weeks from today, why should Missourians vote no on Proposition A?
Well, they're actually hurting their economy. They're creating new addicted gamblers. It's not going to help education as much as if you just spend all that money on consumer spending, because you can have more tax revenues coming into all the school districts, not just some appointed minority of districts. Less than half the districts, I understand, are going to get much of anything. And those that get something, it's my understanding it amounts to about $1.76 per student per month. I mean, it's a pittance compared to the new social problems, the new tax problems that are created. It's really lose-lose for the public. And don't take my word for it. Look at the National Gambling Impact Study Commission. Look at the objective studies that are out there. And stay away from the PR that's being promulgated by a gambling industry that gave itself billions and billions of dollars of tax write-offs, taking advantage of and exploiting the 9/11 terrorism attacks. Those tax write-offs ought to be repealed. They're simply outrageous.
Dr. John Kent is professor of business administration at the University of Illinois in Champaign. Thank you for being our guest.
Well, always glad to be with you, and appreciate all the public service that you do in informing the public.
Thank you. When we come back from this break, the remainder of this hour of Issues Etc. is devoted to our ongoing conversation this week with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. Yesterday, we talked to him about the existence of God, answering some objections of unbelievers. One of the objections that's often raised has to do with the miraculous. Sometimes these objections come in a more sophisticated form, that is, philosophical arguments against the possibility of the miraculous. Sometimes it's just someone saying, I've never seen a miracle, therefore, if I haven't observed it, it probably doesn't occur. And sometimes people say, yeah, people see them. It doesn't mean anything anyway. When we come back, we'll talk about miracles with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery.
Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org, click promote, and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. IssuesETC.org.
We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for next year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, IssuesETC.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Mount Zion Lutheran Church, Greenfield, Wisconsin. Pilgrim Lutheran, West Bend, Wisconsin. Messiah Lutheran, Lebanon, Illinois, Zion Lutheran, Accident, Maryland, Redeemer Lutheran, Jackson, Wyoming, Messiah Lutheran, Marysville, Washington, Trinity Lutheran, Millstadt, Illinois, Our Savior Lutheran, Houston, Texas, St. Matthew's Lutheran, Bon Terre, Missouri, Good Shepherd Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska, Hope Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri, Trinity Lutheran, Austin, Texas, Good Shepherd Lutheran, Collinsville, Illinois, Luther Memorial Chapel, Shorewood, Wisconsin, Christ Lutheran, Oak Park, Illinois, Bethany Lutheran, Naperville, Illinois, Emmanuel Lutheran, Dearborn, Michigan. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Sponsors. The Issues Etc. 300.